Blog Talk Radio.
Cause you're a sky, cause you're a sky full of stars. I wanna die in your arms. Oh, oh, cause you get lighter the more it gets dark. I'm gonna give you my heart. Oh.
Welcome to the show. I'm so excited. I've got Dee on with me tonight, and I'm Heather Valona. And this is our last show of the year, so going out with a bang. I'm super excited about it. So I'll give a little bit of background on Dee for those of you who don't know, and a little bit about myself. So Dee is an intuitive channeled card reader. She does readings for each of the astrological signs as well as timeless readings, and they're phenomenal, by the way. You can check her out on her YouTube channel. It's called Consciousness Evolution Journey. And I am Heather Valona. I am an evidential medium and intuitive coach. I work with my spirit team and your loved ones to help move past any blocks in the human experience in order to fulfill your soul's purpose. And you can reach me on my website at heatherfalona.com, or you can check out my Facebook page. So, Dee, I am so, so, so excited to have you on. Oh, my gosh. Welcome. Please, like, tell everyone about, like, how you got started in your YouTube channel. Just give us a little bit of background on that.
Well, I'm not sure where to begin on that, actually. I'll just say I break up and a broken heart, and I funneled all of that into my YouTube channel. Like, I kind of started dabbling in putting up tarot readings, you know, just because that's my thing. And then that was really became my therapy, and you see what it's blossomed into today. So I don't know, Spirit just led me to really get into that as a therapy. And through it, just reading comments and seeing how much other people were hurting and suffering and struggling to, like, let go and move on and make sense of, like, why did this happen to me? And it was incredibly healing. And from there, like, my channels really started changing over, I would say, the last 5 months or so since I've moved on from that heartache. But it's really a broken heart that got me to be where I am today, honestly.
Well, it's interesting because, yeah, it's a lot of times that's kind of, I think, the story of many people's lives, whether if they sit there and look back anytime there's any sort of event. I mean, even people that come to spirit and they really start to get into channeling or just connecting and helping others people, it's always a result, mostly a result of something that is perceived as a negative event that's occurred. So I think it's fascinating. I think it just is kind of a testament to the fact that, when we perceive things as being negative, look to the good inside of that. Because absolutely what you've done for people, it's amazing. And I have to tell you, I want to tell a little bit about, like, our history and how I came to find your channel. Actually worked together. Yeah, so it's kind of funny. So we worked together, 20 some years ago or something like that?
Yeah, let's not say that out loud.
Oh my gosh. I remember you and I were pregnant together, and you helped me so much. It was my first daughter, or my first child, I should say. And you, like, taught me, you taught me so much about, like, pregnancy and all this other stuff. Like, you were so, like, I was like, what is this? What's happening? What do we do? What's going on? And we sat next to each other at work in our little cube farm. Mm-hmm. And so it was amazing. And then I think, a while life goes on, you know, you go and raise your family. I had two more kids since then, got married, you know, busy. And then one day I'm on YouTube and your channel popped up and I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And so I listened and I'm like, I know that voice. Oh my gosh. I know that voice. And I was like, and I reached out like, is this you? Oh my gosh. And it's just fascinating how like the synchronicities of life and how things come back together. And, you know, I don't think we both talked a lot about, like, both being Pisces. I mean, gosh, I generally don't remember people's birthdays, but I'll never forget yours because you're my Pisces people. So, but yeah, it was fascinating because I don't think we talked much about it. And then now, like, the stuff that we are connecting on, it's like, wow, it's fascinating.
We were both such unenlightened souls back in those days. I mean, seriously, like, you've got to have respect for just the way spirit awakens each individual. Even though my broken heart is what got me serious about my YouTube, obviously spirit had woken me up probably about 8 years ago now, and I began a shift back then. But it's just crazy that I remember who we used to be and like the stupid things we would talk about. And then we like lost touch. And now here we are both like, boom, turned on and like, oh my God, you're so amazing. And it's just like beautiful, really, like how the universe does that. And then it's like realigned us. I don't know. It's kind of magical, I think.
Yeah, it's crazy because, we've been really, it's funny because I found out about you and then we kind of like, you had some promptings from spirit to reach out to me and I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then I had some from you and then all of a sudden things just kind of came together. And I'm telling you, like, the world's on fire since just as of recent, like, I can't explain it. Like, the synchronicities, the thing. I know, like, I've got you on speed dial and telling, oh, my gosh, and then this, and then this. But as of late, like, some of the things I haven't even told you, and I'm just like, the whole thing, like, with Starbucks and a drive-thru, and, like, I, you know, like, the episode number 11, and then I experienced, like, pay for the person behind you. I'm like, okay. And then, sure enough, $11.01. Are you kidding me? Like, what is happening? So, it is, it's fascinating, but I think when things align, when they're ready, you know, I think it's fascinating how oftentimes we get a little, life, it seems like, can go to, it becomes a stalemate or goes a little slow, and we don't, like, even where I'm at now, and I know that, like both you and I haven't met our full journey. I mean, it's a lifelong journey, right? But even just looking back.
Yeah.
At the last 20 years and how things have progressed. It's crazy how we've ended up where we're at.
And back then, I don't think either one of us could have ever imagined today, be honest, if somebody would have said, okay, so you girls are going to team up in 20 years and you're going to really be spiritual and psychic and medium and open and you're going to be helping a lot of people and you're going to have a show and you're going to, we would have been like, on what planet? Like, that's not what I wanted to be, right? Like, that was nowhere
right.
in my, no way would that have been what I foresaw. I would have been like, you're the worst psychic I've ever talked to. That's just, like, it kind of, like, blows my mind that, because I just remember who you were and who I was. And then I remember when spirit turned me on and, you know, I had no idea what's going on in your life and that the same thing was happening for you. And now we're lined up and you are helping me open up to my spirit guides in a whole new level, which I've been holding back on. But here you come and you're like, no, it's time.
Right. And the same thing, you know, it's like that, the gifts you're giving me, you're kind of pushing me out. And I'm not someone who generally, like, the fact that you have a YouTube channel, I'm fascinated. Like, wow, like that's just phenomenal. And the reach that you have with that and the people you're able to help. And, you know, a lot of times there's that fear, right? So when you put yourself out there and that's, I mean, like even this for me is much more.
Every series of readings, like anybody that's watching my channel, listening to this, every series of videos. Like, I feel nervous and insecure about, like, even, like, while I'm doing them, I'm like, oh, that was a damn good reading, and, like, thank you, Spirit, like, oh, that was so good. And then, like, I'm uploading them, and I start getting insecure, like, and then when I really kind of go outside the norm of what people are used to me doing, I get really nervous and uncomfortable about that, too. And the amount of time and energy it takes, I don't think a lot of people really understand or appreciate, because, you know, usually they're just coming to their sign, which is like a 10 to 20 minute video, and they might cross watch one or two other videos. Well, that's just one of 12 that I do. And so when I'm doing a series like Weekly Love, weekly, daily, whatever, it literally takes me like a whole day, like 12 hours just to sit there and record them. And then you've got to, you know, refresh in between. And then like the uploading and the tagging and the thumbnails and it's honestly a lot of work. It really isn't. So any person that has a YouTube channel, I have nothing but mad respect for them. Even if I can't stand their content, I don't care. I like it anyways, because I'm like, I know what it takes for you to do this. And in fact, it wasn't even other tarot channels that taught me about YouTube and how to really connect with the audience and just everything about it. It was a completely different genre of YouTube that has nothing to do with spirituality, but it was narrating stories. And the narrators just like totally blew me away. And they were so just detailed, and their channels were so nicely put together. And I would listen to their Q&As, and I learned a lot about how to handle certain things that come with YouTube, like certain type of commenters and all of that. And so Spirit taught me everything I needed to know, and then just bam, it's your turn now. And here I am today. And it does take a lot of work. So anybody who is like a YouTuber full time, it's not as easy as you would think it is. It's a lot of work. It really is. But I love it. Like, I wouldn't change it for the world. But I just want to give a shout out to all my fellow YouTubers and be like, consciousness respects you. I know what you do and what you bring. And, you know, and that's people putting themselves out there. That's not easy. Yeah. That's not easy. And not everybody can like you, you know. But so I'm very grateful for YouTube and all it's taught me, not just about doing this, but life in general. And Spirit brings so many synchronicities and messages. And, you know, as a doing general YouTube readings, Spirit could bring anybody a message through any one of those. Like, it doesn't have to be your sign specific, you know, because Spirit's all things, right? So it speaks to us through so many different avenues and channels. Just like you said, the world's on fire all of a sudden for you.
Right. Yeah, that's true. People forget that, you know, that it's even whether you go like to a channel or a even go to a medium, like a gallery reading. Oftentimes people are like, was that like they resonate with something. If it resonates with you, keep it. There's a reason for it. Even going to a channel that, you know, they say something, Spirit drew you to that channel to hear the message. And so, I think sometimes people don't realize that, but there's so much out there, and Spirit's intelligent. They know where you need to go, and they'll prompt you. You'll all of a sudden just feel it. And so I think the more we tend to heed the call of Spirit and go in that direction, the more synchronicities will happen. Like I said, it's just been like, okay, like I'm surrendered, let's do this. And it's like, wow, like it's too much now. Like I feel like I'm like, okay, like I have too much like to work with here. It's just, it's insane. Like it's a walking synchronicity. So absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm so excited that you're doing what you're doing in the amount, like your energy.
You know,
can feel it, the love, the energy.
But one thing I want to point out, just because I notice a lot of confusion for people in this area, is like, we talked about this a little bit before the show, the difference between what you do opposed to what I do. Like most people would think that you and I can get the same information and we have the same skill, but we do not. And so, you know, I want to talk a little bit about what you do, because knocked my socks off in that reading you gave me. just, you know, last week, and it's kind of changed my life, as you know, and really opened me up to the energy that's present with me and trying to guide me at this time. And I've started getting things in ways I haven't before. So, like, I want to talk about what you do, and I want you to explain that, like, help people understand the difference. Because, I mean, you know, I'm like, no, Heather could give you a way better reading than I ever could. And you would be like, oh, come on. But that's just how I feel, because I'm so in awe of your ability and your purity and your just desire to heal others, you know, through with what you do. So explain to me what you do and everybody else.
Yeah. So I think that the essence of it, everyone has a gift, and it's understanding what your gift is, you know. And it's, for me, it's, I am resonant with spirit and in my best element when I'm helping people. And that for me is through my mediumship. So I understand there's, you know, there's some people that they're just like, look, I just want to know my future. I just want to know that. And that's fine. And spirit will give that to me. Your loved ones will give that to me. But there's some times where they say, look, I'm not, this isn't for them to know at this time. And we have to respect that. And so I just love spirit. And so they've taught me, and truly through every reading I do. And when I've had some of the loved ones stay with me a bit after and give me my own information. And I'm just so blessed and thankful for that, because in many ways, you know, it's kind of the act of giving, it really is of receiving as well, because I receive so much as a result of the people that I read for. And it's really just, you know, connecting with their soul, and your loved ones are on the other side to help you. They some of them, you know, want to get, they get an opportunity to, they're just like they were here on this earth. You know, if they get an opportunity to come in and say hi, they'll say hi. And some of them are like, look, that's not who I was. That's not who I am. So I'm just going to sit down, but I'm going to give you what they need to know to move past their block. So I really, I genuinely know, I push spirit. I'm a skeptical medium. So I challenge them. There's some things where I'm like, if this is true, tell me what they did today. And I'll give a reading and they'll mention something they did today. I mean, I had one recently where they were like, they just went and bought toilet paper, and the lady's like, it's literally in my back car, the back seat of my car. But that's just, that for me is like a little bit of like, let them know. Cause I wouldn't have known that. There's no way for me to have known that. So
you gave me one of those two in my reading. Do you remember?
Oh, right. The Amazon purchase. Like,
the Amazon
purchase.
Yeah, you're talking about the pink baby bunny zip-up little sleeper thing. And I'm like, the present I just bought for my granddaughter? Like, you described it perfectly. And I'm like, that's so trivial. Why is he talking about that?
Yeah.
And you're like, well, you know, it's just those type of details that let you know that this is legit. But then also he had a secondary reason for bringing that up, which is my order never made it and isn't going to. So the baby pink bunny costume or zip up sleeper, it's just not happening for Christmas.
Yeah. But, see, I mean, and that's, yeah.
You, I mean, I didn't know the order was screwed up at the time. And I did not show you my Amazon shopping list. Like, you had no idea. But that, just that came through was so bizarre, but special, and let you know. And it just, there's just no words for it. That's why I was like, everybody, you need to book a reading with Heather. You will not be the same soul afterwards, you know. But I will preface it with, I did not have a single question for you. I was just open to what spirit wanted to bring to me at that time. And I think that's what made it so special.
Yeah. Yeah. And that in particular, those matter so much to me, because there's a lot of information that came through that was intended to be healing for you, but you could have been dismissive of it and say, you know what? Yeah. But you know, she doesn't know all this or that, but the fact that it's like, okay, fine, don't take that. But the pink bunny is true. And you know that. And so it's one of those things. It's like, okay, so maybe that's, it's undeniable. A lot of people, I'm a rational person, you know, I'm very analytical. And so because I am, I question things, but I'm like, gosh, like how would that have happened? So that's the type of stuff that I like to give to people so that they know that this is true and that, fine, you may not be ready to receive what Spirit has to tell you right now, but don't forget it, because there will be a time and place in your life when you're ready to, you know, face that hurdle or that pass and move past that block. And you'll remember that reading. So that's the biggest thing. And I think at the end of the day, again, it's just all about helping people and, you know, doing as best we can and serving Spirit. So are you ready to take some calls?
So, oh, I know. I've been trying to get, like, I was honestly, so I, when it was like, you know, the countdown, I like started getting all nervous, and then the little song, oh, it's even choking me up now. I don't know what it is about that song, but like once I heard that, it like started choking me up like it is now just thinking about it. And so I feel like because of how that came to me, you know, after our reading, and I'm like, oh my God, he totally led me to this and how perfect, like, hey, I'm here with you. You're going to be fine. But whew, girl, this is a big step for
got
me.
Got it.
So
it's but, all good. We
you're
just
here
have a...
and
yep.
And I'm ready.
It's
and
all good.
I guess we have some callers, Steven.
Yes, yeah. It's just like you helped me at Tinder's. I just, when I was thinking of that, you the whole, like, you helped me when I was pregnant, and now I'm like, you know, there's a gestation going on. So it's all good, you know. It's like returning the favor. So, yes, so we've got many callers, so we want to get to them. It's so exciting. We got this. Just a few friendly callers on. And so we'll go ahead and let's see. We've got area code 505. And
like
hi,
that.
Caller. What is? Yeah, what, I know, right? We were talking about five.
You see,
what is your name?
Right
and
there.
I know. Here we go again. What is your name and where are you calling from, please?
Hi, I'm in the Southwest, and my name is Patricia. And I want to tell you, Dee, I watch you every single week, and I just absolutely am head over heels over you. I love your readings, every single one. Excuse me.
Oh, well, thank you.
And I love you so much. You're so wonderful.
Aww. You're touching my heart. That's probably why I like was feeling those tears as that song was like, oh, see, you know, I'm doing it again. No, stop it. But thank you. Thank you so much. Like, that really touches my heart. You have no idea. Heather knows what I've been through. So hearing that is, you have no idea. So
oh,
thank
my
you.
God.
Yeah.
You
it's,
are
and
so
it's
wonderful.
True.
Thank you. Thank you for, like, helping the world. I'm sure you're helping the world. So I just want to thank you.
Absolutely.
And I won't take too much of that time. But,
yeah.
Anyway.
So did you have a question, or did you want to?
Yeah.
I mean, she absolutely is amazing. So, yeah, did you have anything you want to talk about? Or?
Yes. My sister passed away last week. And it's been about a week. And, oh, my God, I have been through so much. I've taken care of everything. Another sister of mine had stolen her money, and so that's been like really on my mind because of the way the family dynamic is so toxic. And I just want to find out if my life is going to go in a better direction now, if I'm going to be free in 2019 to just be free and have some good things coming to me, because I've been responsible for so much.
You wanna reach out to the sister, and I'm gonna pull a couple of messages from Heather's card. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously, Patricia, very sorry for your loss. I do have a female energy that's coming through. Is your father also over in spirit?
Yes.
Okay, so because she's kind of she's and your father, obviously your sister passed after your father, but she's kind of like doing like going alongside your father and kicking up her leg as to say she's here with her father, and she has a very sweet energy there with him. She's also, was there kind of a little joke about like I'm the favorite or something? I feel like I want to. It feels like there's an inside joke about that, but she's like, you know, I'm here with him and I'm the favorite or something. He's here with his favorite. Does that make sense?
Not really.
Okay, that's fine. She's
but
just
there was
me
somebody
feel like
who
she's...
was, yeah, there was somebody that was his favorite, but
okay.
I don't know.
That's fine. That's probably why she's bringing it up, because she's coming with a sense of humor for me. She's kind of like,
okay.
She's kind of like, yeah, very laid back, laughing, and she's making a joke out of it, like, and I'm his favorite, because
oh,
she's like, I'm
okay.
here with him. So that's what she's doing. So she's not coming through as very literal at all. She's being very
okay.
playful and jumping around and being very laughable. She's also making me feel like, I don't know if you said this or because I was connecting with her when you were talking, but did you have to take care of her, or was the feeling of you having to take care of people in general?
Yeah.
Okay, because she's making me feel like this year, like this is a year about you taking care of yourself, that you
yeah.
don't have to worry about other people. I also feel like, did you also have to take care of your father, or who's the, I feel like there was a male that...
Yeah, I've been there for pretty much everyone. I don't know. I have to, they lean on me a lot to do a lot of things. Otherwise, it just does not get done, and it doesn't get done.
Yeah.
Hard.
Yeah. So she's acknowledging that, like, you're really a giver, and this is time to give back to yourself. I feel like there's two things I want to say. Number one, is your sister have the tennis connection? Who used to play tennis as a child? I feel like there's the tennis thing.
I used to play tennis.
Okay, so that's just her way of acknowledging that. But then also, there's something, I feel like for you, there's something that you're debating on purchasing for yourself right now, and there's a feeling of like, do I deserve this? Do you understand what I'm saying? It feels like there's a major purchase, or there's something that you're looking to buy that there's a feeling of guilt associated to it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Sure. I'm not
okay.
sure yet.
So if you don't know what I'm saying now, when this comes up, buy it, is what she
okay.
wants to tell you. Make the purchase.
Okay.
Take care of yourself. This is your time. You've always been very giving to other people. Now is your time. So she wants to acknowledge that. So hopefully that helps.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Are you ready for me or to
yeah.
come in with the cards? Are you finished or do you need more? Heather?
Oh, yeah, you could go ahead, Dee. Yeah,
okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Heather.
So, Patricia, as Heather was channeling for you, I was pulling cards because I'm an intuitive card reader and she's a channeler, so it's a different form of divination. And what I've received for you, which is extra on top of what she just said, is it is not your fault. So any guilt that you carry, like, I didn't do enough, I wasn't enough, could I have done more? And just times where you felt overwhelmed and, like, and maybe inside you kind of wished certain people away or wished the responsibilities away, all of those things, like anything about your circumstance and the loss, there's no reason for guilt. You were like perfect. And they say, I have no more earthly worries and I feel happy now. And there are no more earthly worries. It has a bunch of sunflowers on it. I know you can't see the cards I'm looking at since it's just over the phone, but it's not your fault. And there, you did everything that you could have possibly done. And even I feel more like feelings of remorse or guilt, like, for different thoughts you had or wishing away, like, don't even feel about that. Like, you're good. And your healing comes from release. And it says, I released that which does not serve my higher purpose with gratitude and love. And that sits right above, it's not your fault. So any sort of guilt, I don't deserve, you know, I could have done better, I should have, all of that needs to be released because you are so perfect, because right next to that is the spark of the divine. And it says, I reignite the divine spark within me and recognize I am a part of creation. You are not forsaken. You're meant to come out into the sun now, because that sits right above the card that says, I have no more earthly worries. And there's a big, beautiful sun on it and sunflowers, like a big field of sunflowers. And right next to that is the air elemental, which is talking about your mind, all the things playing out in your mind. Rest the mind, get out of your head. You have nothing to feel guilty about, nothing to feel bad for. Like, you could not have been more than you were. And that's like the biggest thing that I'm feeling for you as I'm reading these cards is you couldn't have been more. Like, you need to pat yourself on the back. You, when you're a giver and a caretaker, that's the one person that is most often the least recognized and least appreciated, unfortunately. And we don't, in those roles, it chafes away at our self-worth and our self-esteem. And is my life just about everybody else? And what about me? What about me? And those are like the true divine servants and souls of spirit. And you need to know just how beautiful you are and how you have touched others. You could never see in me all those beautiful things you said if they did not already exist within you. And that was your energy touching everybody around you. So for you, you just need to know that you're amazing and you have touched people in the same exact way I have. And there's nothing that you should feel guilty about. And there's no fault inside of you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I needed that.
Well, good. Well, that is the truth. Like, I was just going to pull a message from heaven, but then I was like, she needs some healing with this, like the path forward, and just know, like, you couldn't be more than you are, and what you are is just fine. It's look at what it's done for so many people, and acknowledge that in yourself, because that's something special. Not everybody can be that person.
Well, I just want to make sure that it's all, I mean, now I can just relax, and, you know, I don't know where to begin. I don't know. I just want to know that something good is going to be coming for me here in 2019, because all the work is done.
Yeah, that's where this air elemental card is coming in, and the spark of the divine. You need to release the heavy experiences from your energy, and you need to switch your mind to I hope, and from I hope there is good in 2019 to I know there is good in 2019, and you'll intellectualize it, and as long as you keep doing that, it will funnel down into your heart and soul, and then you'll know it like you know it like you know it, and that's when the energy shifts. And it just all rolls in. And because the spark of the divine is here, I know you're right there, but you've got to get out of your head, and you've got to feel it deep in your heart and soul and know you deserve it, because you do.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Well, that was so wonderful. Thank you to the both of you. I so much appreciate it. Very much appreciated.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And you have
a good
nice
luck,
evening.
Patricia. You too.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Patricia. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. That was beautiful. Okay, so with the next caller, let's see. We'll pull in area code 951. And caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Nathaniel.
Nathaniel.
I'm
Nathaniel.
From California.
Awesome. Very cool. What question do you have for us?
Well, I kind of wanted to see what you think of the new year for me. I might be moving up with my brother.
Oh, okay. So I'll just start shuffling and pulling cards, and you go ahead and channel and see what comes to you, Heather.
Okay, perfect. I feel like I want to talk about a female, Nathaniel. I feel like I don't know if you're currently coupled with anyone. But I feel like there's a strong energy of a female presence that will be around you. I just feel like there's some things. Are you moving?
I concur.
I concur.
I'm just pulling the cards. I'm like, I concur with the female. Or if she's not there, she's about to come in.
Yeah, people have been telling me for years I've been waiting for, some kind of love. So that's apropos for a reading would say that the love would be coming in my life very soon.
Yeah.
I have the Queen of Wands and the King of Cups. And between that is the Judgment card. So it's like very, like a divine connection, a divine union. I just, mm-hmm. I see a female too. Like, that's going to change things. Or maybe the move, you're going to meet this female. There's a female involved,
yeah,
for sure. So I'll shut up. Go ahead, Heather.
I'm moving to Northern California from Southern California.
Thank you. Yes, I kept getting north.
In less than 48 hours. And my brother, yes, called me a week ago and told me he bought a brand new house and offered me to move in. And,
that is fantastic.
Actually, rent free. Actually, I'm in $7,000 of credit card debt. So, but he's a kind of a wizard, and he's going to help me along the path. So I'm really positive about it.
Oh, God, it's looking good to me.
I'll probably meet someone up there, I guess. But I will be coming back down in a couple of weeks when he gets back from China with his wife. And I have stuff in storage to be moving back up. So I wonder how that was going.
Yeah, I feel like it's really good for you. I feel like... do you work in a, I don't know if you deal with computers or sort of technology field, or what's the connection there with that, or if that's just a hobby or something for you?
Well, I haven't had a computer yet, but I imagine in a few months, you know, he's pretty computer literate, very much so. He's almost
okay.
Should have invented the computer, but, you know, some people, you know, kind of like, he's an electrical inspector, so he's... pretty bright, I think, but
I think he's
going to
teach you a lot.
Yeah. And I think I'll be getting back on the computer train. So my computer broke down about 5 years ago, and I moved out of my house on a short sale 6 years ago. So it's been a long, windy road, you know, in and out. And I was a security guard, and I was terminated a couple months ago. I had taken some paint they had for free that they were moving out of the building, I thought. And I got about 10 gallons of paint and about 50 brushes or more and stuff. And the landlord here called my work and said that I was possibly stealing paint, and they lost an investigation on me. And the guy called and he tried to sell me paint. I sold him $150 worth of paint. And they waited, and I said I had some more stuff, but I said I waited or something like that. And then I texted them later, and then a couple weeks later, I texted them some more after I sold to them on September 30th, so I got fired on October 16th. But it wasn't anything. I'm collecting unemployment EDD, so they had a $9,000 award. They had a $9,000 award that I guess the company pays for. But I wonder if I can actually sue anybody, like the landlord here, for malicious prosecution.
I feel like where you're going, it's not going to matter as much. I feel like you're going on to greener pastures. I feel like a whole new, I feel like it's going to be
so
a good fresh
like
start for you.
It may not matter that much. I've just called an attorney. I have to pay one. So this other guy wants like $50. And then he's going to probably want $50 every time I see him. And
that's what
you know,
I'm saying. I feel
I,
like it'll drag out.
I called somebody else that may work for free on the thing, you know, so I don't know if they'll represent me on the case. So there was an entrapment issue also, you know, with the paint company. So I don't know.
Yeah. I feel like I need to tell you, take the gift that's being given from your brother. And I also feel like we were just discussing this on the call. I think when you guys, I don't know if you heard, but this is exactly what I was saying. And this is why spirit is like things, like a lot of times when we say things, it's like things come up later. Sometimes things that are perceived as negative events actually lead you to where you need to go. And so this lady is waiting for you.
Well,
she is like, oh my god!
Because
like, there's
3 days. By October 19th, I had to reapply for my medical. So I told them that I was terminated. So that switched my qualification for medical. So I think I might have saved my medical.
Yeah, I think it's all good. Like,
so
no, trust me.
they're
it looks like you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
It really does. I actually got Chiron that came out for you, which is all about healing, right? So it's going to be okay for you. And there is a lady, there is a very strong female presence in your reading. She's coming through as the Queen of Wands. And
do you see a blonde, or do you see anything? Do you know anything? You don't know?
Well,
I'm seeing blonde.
Something that's concerning me is she comes attached to the third party card. So I'm feeling like she might be somebody that's already in a relationship or connected somehow, some way to another person, but yet she's going to want to connect with you. I don't know if like she's like separated. That's more, Heather can dig deeper into details like that, but there's something attached to her. It could be a child. It's third party. So it's her and something else, or she's attached to somebody else romantically. So there's something that comes with her. This is just what I'm getting through the cards. But I do see like you guys coming together. Ultimately, if she was in a relationship, when you meet her, she's not going to be for long, and she's going to be with you. And you guys, like, it's very quick, and you ascend. You're like feeling like a family very quickly, and you feeling like the head of the family. So you're feeling like the head of the family, and you're healing.
She
and
must
it
have
all
kids.
Good.
I think she must have kids. Because I kind of feel like a strong parent issue, you know. I kind of want to be a parent. I am, but, you know, I don't have kids, but I kind of want to be. I notice I try to play the parent role and try to help people, or someone I'm helping for a couple of years now. That's kind of like a son or a brother or something.
Yeah,
maybe.
I feel. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead, girl. I was just giving an opinion. You go ahead.
Yeah, I just feel like I do feel a lighter colored hair. And going back to what Dee was saying, I agree. I feel like she's coming. I feel like she might be coming off the heels of another relationship. And so initially when you meet her, she may not be fully invested in that, because she's kind of, that's the third party. She's kind of breaking away from that other. But I feel like a fresh start for both of you guys. So it's one of those situations where she's looking for a fresh start and you're looking for a fresh start. And it's like serendipitous.
Since I'm such a super healer, she'll probably feel a lot better real soon.
Yes. That's why I feel like it moves very quickly.
Hey, well, thank you.
Yeah, thank
you. Welcome.
Hopefully that helps. And good luck to you on your move. And it sounds like you got to get some packing done. So.
Yeah, I've kind of got all the packing, but things are just crammed into storage. So I'm going to have my work cut out for me in a couple weeks when I come back. I don't know if my
luck.
Brother
it'll
will come
be
back.
Great.
I don't know if my brother will come back with me and try to help me, but you know, he sure is doing a lot. So I don't, you know, he's kind of, you know, they're all moving in. You know, he had a lot of stuff in storage that he had moved into the house already. So, you know,
yeah,
you got to do what you got to do. You know, so
yes.
But hey, thanks.
Well, good luck to you, Nathaniel. Thank you so much for calling in.
Okay, thanks again. Bye-bye.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Let's see. We've got area code 314. And caller, what is your name and where are you calling from, please?
Hi, my name is Missy, and I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Missy. What questions do
you
have
today?
For us tonight? Good. Great.
I
Thank
was
you.
Wondering if you could connect me with my past loved one.
Okay. Just anyone in particular? I could just kind of give you who I feel like is coming through.
Whoever's coming through the strongest.
Okay. I feel a female presence. Very strong. Her energy is coming at me pretty strong. And I feel like she would either be, it's interesting because I don't know. So a lot of times, you know, we have people on the other side that assume sort of a dynamic here. It may not be what their actual relationship is, but I feel like it would be like a mother aunt type of energy. And it may be a grandmother that was like a mother to you, but I feel that type of energy.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And she's coming in between. It's interesting. She's trying to explain to me a dynamic with her, and I'm not getting it. It feels like it might be a complicated situation.
I think I already know who this is.
Okay, because I'm like, it's one of those things. She's doing something very purposeful in the way that she comes in, and it's where and so she's like, you're not going to get it, but explain to her that you're complicated by that what you're seeing. So I'm just going to leave you with that. Yeah, so, okay, perfect. Okay, so she also, I feel like, I also feel like you have either a sister or a mother, but she wants to acknowledge her as well. And I don't know if this is your mother that acts like a sister to you. That's not like, it's like she may not always take on that action. Yeah. Okay, so she's acknowledging her as well. She's just acknowledging, I feel like you have a lot going on in life, and she's acknowledging that you keep yourself really busy with things. And I feel
Heather, I pulled the rest card. So just so you know, sorry to interrupt, but yes.
Yeah. So you got a lot going on, and she's acknowledging that. It's funny because do you have a dog? I don't know if you, like.
Oh, my gosh. So amazing that you just said that.
Okay.
I'm not sure what we're referencing, but that just is amazing.
Okay, because I want to talk about the dog as well, and I feel like
we just got a new dog
2 days
ago.
Yes. Okay. Because I'm like the dog is like driving me crazy right now. Like I'm you, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so much. There's so much, and it's like I feel like it's a lot of energy. So and it's good. It's good, exciting, right? But it's a new dog. So that's part of your, like, I got a lot going on right now. So that's taking up some of your energy as well. Let me just see here. I feel like she just wants to acknowledge, too, though, there's some planning that you're doing. I feel like, I don't know if you're a to-do list type of person, but she's making me feel like this would be good for you to kind of get, because like you're having a little, did you get that? Sorry, I'm not sure what that was.
I am. I've been cleaning all day, too,
okay.
Doing a to-do list all day.
Okay. Yeah. So she's just acknowledging, like, it's one of those situations where if you can compartmentalize things and get organized with that, that will – I'm, like, as I'm talking to you, I'm literally feeling the stress of you, of what's going on right now.
Yeah.
So it's okay. It's cool. And it's hard because it's hard to take a chill when you feel like you if you even go to sit to meditate or to be alone, then you're like, are you kidding me? You know how many things I have to do? But she's just bringing you some peace and comfort right now and some calmness around you. And I feel like, I just feel like in particular, for whatever reason, she's putting a holly wreath on her wrist. I don't know what that means, but I don't know if Christmas was significant to her or if that's just her way of acknowledging she's around you right now. But there's something about Christmas time with her as well.
Oh, definitely. I'll keep that in mind. That was an
interesting
person to come through, the person I thought. I also, listen, I've been waiting all day to talk to you because I think, Heather, you were the best. I also tried to book a private appointment with you on your website, but our days off did not coincide. I just wanted to know, this is my last question, I don't want to take up anyone's time, what you see for me relationship-wise moving forward in the new year?
I do see a man in the offing. I don't feel like he's right in the near future. Because I feel like there's a few things that you've got to get organized with. And quite frankly, if we're being honest with ourselves, I feel like if that man came into your space, like he'd walk right in front of you and
oh,
be like,
yeah,
I don't have time for this.
Oh,
yeah.
No,
so,
like, you know, like, it's fun to dream.
Yeah. So he's there. He's got dark hair. So without a doubt.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's your draw there, but I feel like he's got dark hair. And
Is it like,
yeah, okay.
Is it like in spring?
I'm sorry,
springtime?
Is it what?
Like springtime?
I want to put it around spring, I want to say May. I'm just going to say May. I want to say May.
You know, that sounds actually more accurate.
Yeah, so.
I had my last relationship just ended a month from today, and
Okay.
That's kind of been like my little struggle, and like kind of with my anxiety on top of that, you know, it's been hard to compartmentalize. I can't say that word right now. I was told by him 2 years into our relationship that he had a 4-year-old child. I was just wondering, like, what is going on in his head? Like, why did that? There was nothing to do with me. Was it? What is wrong with him?
Yeah, it's not you. I want to talk about his mom. I feel like there's something with his mom. I'm not sure what this is.
Yeah,
but I feel
there is.
Yeah, so that's it. Yeah, that's all. That spirit's like, before you even ask
the
question,
he's like the mom enabled.
Yeah. There's something. Yeah, like there's just something going. There's a mom situation going on. So it's nothing to do with you. And just all I can say is just be thankful that the door closed. And there's a new, better opportunity.
Yeah,
Heather.
I had a reading for me before when, like, on one of your first episode you had. You're the best. And I know this other girl had a chance, but I was blown away before.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
And did the other girl
that.
Have another chance to give me her?
Yeah.
Inside?
Yeah, D.
Are you there? Heather, I was just going to tell you, like, I concur with everything you said. And just as you were telling her, thank God that door closed, one of the cards I pulled says, although you may not understand it now, everything happens for a reason. And I got the Hierophant, and he flipped in the other way around. So, yeah, she's way, 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 way better off. There's things that will come to light, like,
yep.
Not right now. There will be no understanding right now because the sun is reversed, so you're in the dark. And right now you need to rest, and that's why the sun is reversed. Like, you really need to recharge your batteries emotionally,
yeah.
Spiritually, and mentally. And so you don't get it right now, and it does hurt. And I see a kid here, the little page of Pentacles, but it's just trust right now, because as Heather said, it is so much better to not be in that situation right now, and you will understand in the future, but you've got to heal and rest first. Like, that's the biggest feeling I get for you, is recharge yourself, and then it will just all start coming to you, and it will make sense, and you'll be at peace. But right now you're just kind of in that weird space, you know?
Yeah. I've been recharging, like, focusing on that for about 10 days, but then all of a sudden my progress will be, you know, all of a sudden I have all this energy because I rested, you know? So I'm like, what? I should probably do something because I've been resting. That's, like, a funny thing. I struggle with that. I'm like, wait, I feel like I was being lazy. I never got anything done.
Well, sometimes because we humanize everything, and we think we feel physically okay, and, you know, we're not sitting around crying, like, we think, okay, we're ready and we're healed. But the truth is, our energy, our vibration is still working things out, and we're not ready for a relationship just yet.
I'm not ready. I'm not ready. I'm not in any kind of space for a relationship. That was crazy, that last one. I mean, how that ended was so dramatic, and it was really bad. I mean, I was with someone for 2 years, and then we're kind of on a break, and then he tells me and his parents that he's a 4-year-old child. It was just the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
I was like, did he have a personality disorder?
I would just say be thankful. I don't know. I don't want to get into his energy at all, because I just feel like Spirit's kind of putting up the block on it, but they're just saying around the mom. I feel like there's a lot of issues around the mom. And I feel like it's one of those things. Don't even put your energy into that. Don't even, like, because you need to.
Isn't it such a waste?
You know,
isn't it such a waste of my
what's
energy?
What's that?
Oh, my God.
No.
It's such a waste of my energy.
It's a waste of your energy to go there, like, even asking the question, because the door is closed,
yeah.
And you are on to bigger and better things. And don't put yourself back in that space. It's almost like the growth has occurred or is occurring as a result of that, the ending of that. So let it be, you know, let it be,
and
move forward to, yeah, next year is going to be really good for you. I you know, and this is
oh
a good
gosh,
resting space. Yeah, for the new year to come. So this enjoy this reprieve, because next year will be quite fun for you. So yeah, good
I'm
stuff.
So excited. And thank you two worked really well together, by the way.
Oh,
thank you.
Everyone should have a really great reading tonight. You both, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks,
you're welcome.
Have
a good
night.
Have a good night. You too. Thank you.
Bye.
Heather,
right.
I think we should we should go with a home base. Our next caller should be home base.
Home base?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. What's that?
303. I say we do a 303 or 720. I'm feeling if there's any of those.
I know.
303, 720.
I know. I'm looking. Gosh, we've got quite a few, but I don't see any. I don't
All
see
right.
any 303s. Yeah, I don't see any
720s.
No, no, I do not see any. But
trying to represent, and they're not even there.
I know. It's all good. We're representing. It's all good. You know,
all right.
We got it here. So. All right, so let's see. We have our next one. We've got area code 856, and let me bring this person on. 856, what is your name and where are you calling from, please? Uh-oh. Okay. Let's see. Let me try the next one. They may have been holding. Area code 504.
Hello.
Are you there?
Thank you. Yes,
hi,
I'm Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Louisiana.
Fun. All right. Hey. So what can we help you with?
Well, I'm open because I heard you say that the first time you didn't have a question and that it was the best. So I would like that, unless you want me to ask a question, which I have them, but I would like the highest vibrational reading.
All right.
Okay.
So Heather, do you want to channel? And I'm just going to pull cards. And I like when we do this, how you're going, because as I'm pulling cards, I swear you just concur. Like, I concur everything you say with what I pull. So
oh, awesome.
I'm just going to pull, and then, you know,
nice.
We'll just keep going like that.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Okay. So what I get for you, Deborah, is I feel like I need to talk about, so when I just kind of get into your energy space, I feel like there's a few things going around you. So it's interesting because a lot of times when people say, you know, just general whatever, I literally just, I'm in your space and I'm picking up on your world in terms of what's going on, and I have to figure out which room do I want to go into. So
okay.
I feel like, let's see, yeah, I feel like there's some shift coming on with work as well. I don't know if actually let's just talk about that. Yeah.
When you said, when you were going in a room, I'm like, it's going to be work, because that would have been the question I asked. Yes.
Yeah.
Work
so
is
Yeah. So I feel like there's some things shifting in that space. I feel like there's opportunities coming your way. I feel like there's a little bit of like, I feel like, you know, that feeling of uncertainty around the situation, my job, what am I doing? I feel all of that with you.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's good. And I actually feel like there may be some things where you're like, you feel like whatever you're doing that you or what you may be doing might be something that it's like, do I have the skills to do that? Is that something I can actually do? But you're being put in that position for a reason. So I feel like I need to tell you that you have all the skills and the capability in which to do it. You just need the confidence. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Like, I work at a place that's, my manager's a little toxic, but I always run, and I didn't run this time. It's a sales job, but I like it, except for the management, and it is very uncertain where it's going. But I'm also interested in writing and, like, the psychic abilities and healing and higher vibration.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard. I use it in sales, but, you know, should I just get out of it? But, you know.
No. Yeah, no, what I have to tell you is, and this is one of those things, I know it's probably not, it's one of those things, if you would have told me, I wouldn't want to hear it, but you're going to have to hear it because that's just what they want to say. There's a reason why you're in the space that you're in right now, because you're learning a lot about human psychology and the people that you're dealing with. You're the leadership at your company. There's certain things that they do that don't always make sense. There's certain ways that people treat people that you're like, that's not, like, you don't have to treat people that way to get things done. So you're, it's almost like if you will imagine you're a fly on the wall observing your circumstances, and that in and of itself is part of your path right now. And so embrace that space. I know that's hard because it's like, because you want to get to where you need to get to. But I feel like there's some things that you're learning as a result of that. So I feel like it's a good thing. I feel like you're just where you need to be right now. And I feel like also that feeling of like not knowing what's going to happen in that scarcity is building your faith as well. I really feel like I need to tell you that. There's something about that fear that you're having to sort of face that fear that is building the faith within you to know that you will be sustained and things will work out for your highest good. So that's what I'm getting.
Okay. And I'm also staying in this job because I'm trying to get a home, and you have to be at a job for 2 years because I used to freelance, you know, like art, you know, television and different, you know, writing and things. So, I haven't found the house, so obviously I'm asking Spirit, where is it so I can move? But I kind of feel like they're not letting me find the house to stay. But it is, I feel like I'm learning, what's the word? This is hard to, spiritual warfare, if that makes sense? It's tough.
Yeah.
This is tough.
Yeah, it is. And I know, and that's why I'm saying what I'm getting for you. I know it's not, well, I mean, like I said, if I would hear that, I'm like, come on. But it, I get it. Like there's a teaching space for you right now, and it's a good thing. Do you also, I feel like when, right before you were asking the question about the living space, I was also getting something about, I feel like there, if you're not already in that situation, I feel like a female and a male, there might be a situation where I don't know if they're family or this is like your daughter or something, but I feel like there might be a situation where you might be living with somebody for a while. But it may not be, it's off in the horizon, but I don't feel like it's a bad thing. I feel like it's a good thing. I feel like either they're going to live with you or you're going to live with them, but it's going to be beneficial as well there. But it's temporary.
Okay.
So just don't forget that. I don't feel like it's immediate. It's off. It's like in terms of layers, it's a bit farther away from you, but it'll be part of the path as well. And you're going to actually feel like
happened,
it's taking,
which is weird. But then I move after they supplemented, but then I move back into my apartment somewhat and still live with my boyfriend. But I still pay for my apartment.
Okay, got it. Okay, maybe that's the distance of it being off. It already happened. Okay, so, I mean, I think this is part of the growth space that you're in, and at times it feels like arduous, but it's all for your highest good, without a doubt, so. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. do you see that my manager stays?
I honestly
think that she's going to end up quitting that job entirely, and she's going to, I'm sorry, I'm speaking of you in the third person. You're going to, have a creative talent, artistic ability. You're going to have a transformation. I have fifth dimension and I have Scorpio, the Scorpio card here, and then the third ray of creative intelligence. So whatever you're doing professionally, like that's all going away. Spirit's bringing it in. And I see the devil here. There has been like a lot of intense, challenging energy that you've been facing, but he's flipped around now and the Six of Swords is right underneath him. You're going to move on to bigger, better things. And that's fifth dimensional things because that's the next card that sits on that. And I see your creative talent, but right now you're not open to it. You're stuck in the situation where you are as you complete this cycle of this like devil energy, which is that heavier, the people you're talking about that are kind of toxic. And it's like you've been going through a spiritual training because how it ends here is the Hierophant with the Ace of Pentacles. You're going to be your own boss. You're going to be putting your talent, your ability out there somehow, some way, but it's like you're stuck right now and you just have to release some energy, but it's fifth dimensional experiences is what you're manifesting for yourself and where you're headed throughout 2019. Now, when all this happens, I can't say Heather's better at like timing and details like that, but I could tell you this, which sales is not your calling. Your soul has something else in store entirely. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a big time shift and transformation for you. It's fifth dimensional. And I think you already know this, but you have to abandon a lot. You have to leave a lot behind and take a big leap of faith. But the sun right here, the spirit has got you. You'll know when it's time. You're just going to start opening up over 2019. But as far as career goes, like I don't even feel anything about where you're at. I just see where you're headed, and it's self-employment,
awesome.
Doing something with your talent somehow, some way.
Oh, that's awesome. Is there a way I could get unstuck? Like, I mean, I'm in some spiritual classes. I guess I'll just continue to do that.
Honestly, it is step by step, and every single person opens up and evolves in their own way, on their own time, and there's no rush here, because I'll tell you, a long time ago when I was first really awakening to my gifts, I was like, oh, I got this, and I want to be able to do this, that, and the other. And now life has taught me that, no, it's baby steps, because sometimes spirit will give you everything you're asking for, but you can't handle it because you're truly not ready for it. And so that's why I feel like this goes out through 2019, like you're slowly opening up to this fifth dimensional energy. And once your vibration is predominantly there and your consciousness is expanded and you perceive, that's when I see you really coming on the scene. I mean, Heather and I both worked regular jobs. I was an accountant, and that's just what I thought I'd always be. And I slowly started opening up to, tarot and spirituality and all of that. And it took about 6 years to transition fully. Right. But that's where I see you going. It's already laid out for you. It's so organic and so natural, and you don't have to do any specific meditation or no, you just listen to your soul. Your soul will tell you what you need, and spirit will bring different messages in that you need to hear, and they trigger you. For me personally, like Heather was just at my house and we're talking about, the show, and then she gives me this reading, and just sitting in her energy alone just naturally elevated me. And I was like, oh my God, I can't hang out with you again. Like, that was crazy that happened. And it was just natural. Uh-huh. And so people think, oh, it's got to be this magical, this, that. Sometimes it's like that, but I just don't get caught up on the wins and hows and the whys, because that is what keeps you stuck. Just say, okay, I know that I have this in me, and it will find you. I promise you that.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
I know
I help people where
I'm at, too, because I have clients that are really nice, and they said I said the right thing at the right time, and, so I guess in a way, maybe just I'm a lighthouse.
You're stepping into that space already.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're like a mental transition.
Yeah. He was in mental health, so I would think he would tell me more than I would tell him. But then he was like, I'm like, you can't tell your girlfriend no, and that's why you're going on these vacations, because you need space. And he was like, oh, my God. And I was like, oh, geez, I just gave him, advice. But it was apparently what he needed to hear. So I'm just trying to go.
And that's,
to do it more.
Yeah. And that's exactly right. And that's kind of, that's what I was saying. Like I have that in my job. Like I have a day job where I'm very, I work a lot of hours, but I also, I'm getting the same thing for you. It's like, this is my passion. This is what I want to do, but I'm fulfilling an aspect of that in my day job, because I work with the people. I manage a team. Like I'm a non-traditional manager. I help them. Like I let them see the light within themselves. So and you're doing the same thing, and that's exactly what you're doing. So you're not, like, to be clear, you're not, I don't want you to feel like you're stuck, because you're actually, you're moving in that direction. But like from where you're at, it's hard to see. But again, like we were talking about earlier, when you look back like 20 years later, you're like, Oh, yeah. I was totally moving in that direction. It just feels like a sloth pace, you know what I'm saying? Because we're
yeah,
in it.
Yeah.
But right. You've got it. Yeah, you're already going in that direction. So you definitely,
okay.
I agree absolutely with what she said. You've got bigger things in front of you, but this is part of the process. So
okay.
It'll make you stronger. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much, both of y'all.
Thank you, Deborah. Good luck.
Thanks.
Have
okay,
a good night.
Thank you.
All right.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. So do you want to try another call, or we've gone through a lot. The energy is really, it's really high. Do you want to go for
yes.
another one? Is that good? Okay. All right.
Whatever you want to do, but I would say probably not after that because, you know, like my body temperature
yeah.
goes up to 5 bazillion degrees.
So, you're like sweating right now. You're like, this is too much. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me just look here and make sure I get the, all right. We've got one more call, so we'll take area code 831. And what is your name and where are you calling from, please? Are you there? Okay. You may have been waiting a while. Let me try the next one here. And if this one doesn't, then maybe that's a sign. area code 908. Are you there?
Hey, ladies, can you hear me okay?
Yes. Hi.
Oh,
hello.
Well, how are you? It's so funny because I gather you're in Colorado and you were looking for your Colorado representation, and I am it for you. So I just have an old Jersey number.
And she's, remember our synchronicity before the show started, Heather?
Yeah.
And she's that number, and she's representing. I love it. I love the synchronicity.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow.
She
I'm
so
funny right now.
Well, when you guys were like, oh, I was like, oh, that's Colorado area codes. And I thought, oh, well, you would never know it, obviously, from my phone. But I'm so glad
yeah.
you called on me. So I'm so grateful. What's easier for you two? For me to, because there is so much afoot with me, I could do 100 different things, or is it better to sort of let you guys sort of get
so,
the downloads? I can go either way.
Yeah, so first of all, let me, what is your name then?
Oh, sorry,
it's
Colorado. Stephanie.
Stephanie, okay, perfect.
Yep.
So Stephanie from Colorado, all right. Gosh, it could go any direction. It's entirely up to you how you want to do that. Yeah.
Heather will channel while I do the cards. I like that. I like how we've been doing it like that. Like, that feels good to me,
yeah.
honestly. I
yeah.
mean, unless you want to swap it the other way, but.
Yeah, I know that works totally. Do you want me to just, I guess, Stephanie, I can just kind of give you what I'm getting and we can go from there if that works?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, you tell me, whatever is easier for you.
Okay. Okay.
She's an open door.
Yeah. All right. So I feel like I want to, are you married?
I'm not.
Okay. So I feel like I want to talk about a man in your life.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's something that you wanted to talk about, but I feel like there's a, I feel like, okay, that's probably what you wanted to talk about. Okay. So
well, it's
funny
because I try not to go there unless I'm intended to go there. So if you're bringing it up, then I'm gathering we're intended to go there. So I'll trust the process.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just feel like it's interesting because I feel like if I'm kind of tuning into your heart space and I, there's a little bit of like, I don't want to get emotional, but I feel like there's some emotion around kind of the aspect of love and what that means for you.
Absolutely.
Feel like there's, I hear the fact that you just really want someone who's really going to love you and really be there for you, and someone who is solid that you can trust, that you can tell all of your hurts, your fears, your sadness. I understand that there's someone that you just want to be able to kind of ride out into the sunset with and have that romantic love with. I feel like that's what your heart's been calling for. Does that make sense? Like, I feel this deep connection within you that you're just like, I know that's what I want.
Yep.
Okay. And I don't know if you've had a lot of relationships in the past, but I don't feel like you have, or you don't consider them then because they were superficial to you. Do you understand that? Like,
yeah, so I was always somebody who was sort of serial monogamist, and then I had a really, really toxic relationship when I was in law school and have really been anxious to get involved with anybody ever since. And it's been a long time since I've had, like, a proper relationship, but there is, there is somebody in my life who sort of, like, I guess the word would be epic. and so there's so much fear in my heart because I don't want to get hurt again. But yet there's so much love at the same time.
Yeah, no, I feel really good. Like, it's funny because, well, it's not funny, but I was seeing you kind of going through a Rolodex before this man, that this was just kind of like, whatever, pick, you know, just call whoever. Like, you don't, it wasn't, you weren't, they weren't, they were somewhat superficial. Like, I feel like you did have, you don't have that. And I feel like this man is at the end of it saying, this, it's going to change. I'm the change. And I do feel really strong about this. I feel like this man, I feel like I want to put him more outdoorsy, or there's more of a, like, a manly man feeling to this. Do you, you said that you already know that this man that's in your life now,
there's been pretty for, like, literally 9 years. It's just, it's been such a roller coaster. And I sort of, I had to set boundaries because he was not committing. And I needed to really make it clear. And there was a long time, and it's funny because I listen to Dee's readings all the time, and I'm an Aquarius, so Dee, I fall into your Aquarius category. And ironically, of course, we've had all these stalker energies, and I don't think that's me. Yeah.
Oh.
I'm listening out, and I'm like, I'm not sure any of that, unless there's some really, really secret stalker. I don't think I have one. But anyway, tangent there. But when it comes to this person, I really had to set very, very clear boundaries because I was getting lost in it and losing myself very, very, very badly. And so there's definitely an outdoor. We're both, I mean, Colorado, right? You can't not be outdoorsy when you're there. I guess you can,
you're right, you're miserable.
He's a very unawakened soul. Like, he's not... and that's hard to say because he's coming through as the King of Cups. So he does have that depth to him, you know, that charisma, that charm, that depth, that soul, all of those type of energies. But there's a big part of him that's unawakened. And I see you coming through as the Queen of Wands, actually, and you're flipped the other way. So your back is kind of turned to the situation right now because there is some... unawakened energy here, and the Evolve card actually came out as well, and nostalgia. So it's like the times of the past, that's done and over. Like, who you guys have been, who you were, that's all ending, that's over. But I feel, because I have the Ace of Pentacles here and the Three of Cups, I don't feel like this relationship's over. It needs to level is what I feel. And I have Jupiter also coming in, you know, kind of crowning the reading. So I feel like you guys just need to evolve. Like, I don't feel like you guys should be ending. It's like a new beginning should be happening for you. But it's just, there's somebody's like not fully awakened, and there looks to be some inner child trauma in one of you, because that's coming out. And I feel like that's where the unawakened energy is stuck, is in those traumas. And if those can be worked through, that's when we evolve. And that's when you and him evolve.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I feel.
Yep. And I've been doing the work and he has not. And so that's
going to
be the issue. Yeah. And I'm religious about it. And he's not, he's incredibly cerebral. So he kind of poo-poos the very spiritual stuff. He's starting to get into it a little bit more. But he's definitely not as awakened. And that's been hard because I think he thinks I'm a kook because I'm super into, you know, 5D and all of this, you know, elevated soul stuff. And I read tarot as well. I'm certainly not as good as you. But, you know, I think he thinks I'm a bit crazy in that respect. And so we have a bit of a disconnect.
Yeah, I can see that here, but I feel like there's more for you guys. If he can work through that, I really feel like you guys could have an amazing connection. He is capable. He is totally capable coming through as the King of Cups, but
yeah.
it's, if he doesn't choose to evolve, he doesn't choose to evolve. But
yep.
those inner child wounds, that so needs to be healed. And I just feel like he will naturally get on board because judgment's also here. But it's like there's some things that have to be let go of and worked out. And who you guys were in the beginning, if you're like caught up in that space of that connection from back then, you've got to let that go because that's water under the bridge. And you guys want to like elevate to a new connection, but he's definitely not as awakened as you are. And I think that's why your back is turned to him in this reading.
Okay. I think that makes total sense.
I'm gonna pull three more cards for you on this one.
Okay.
Because I don't feel like this is over.
It's
yeah,
never
I agree.
Over. I mean that's what this is.
But you know, it's interesting because back in 2000s where everyone thought that the world was gonna end and oh my gosh, I did this this kind of spiritual retreat. And it was interesting what I came to an understanding about how we're shifting. And the shifting is not like the world is going to end. The shifting is women are leading the way. In the past, I mean,
yeah.
if we're being honest with ourselves, men were the ones that like were really kind of the leaders, or they would like, we were maybe more dismissed, if you will. And going forward, and I see it all over the place, and I didn't understand it. But in the year 2000, that's exactly what they were telling me at the spiritual retreat. And now it makes sense. Like all of my friends do so. Like their husbands, they really show them the way. They've switched
yep.
roles. The men are staying at home with the children, and the wives are out, you know, being the breadwinners. I mean, that's my friends. That's what I have. Like, and it's the shift, and I think we do that for men in so many ways. We're showing them the softer side. You can be evolved, spiritual, soft, and you know, kind, and be successful. And so I think that is our role as women in many ways. I've seen the shift. I've seen it in my own personal life, actually.
Yeah.
So
no, I agree, and I think that's where we're going, right? With 5D, it's you know the rise of the divine feminine, and really kind of
yes.
holding that, being a lighthouse, so to speak, and sort of
yes.
holding that space to help everybody else evolve. And
yep.
and I think one of my greatest learning lessons in this was, you know, that unconditional love aspect. Instead of reacting
mm-hmm.
to him all the time, I just had to stand and hold space, and then let him do his thing, and then that way. Right, the divine female can then kind of be a representative to help show them better behavior, I guess, when they're not
yep.
really acting in the greatest respect.
Right.
Do you guys want to know what I love? As you guys are just talking, divine feminine this, divine feminine that.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what card showed up out of the twin flame?
Oh!
Divine feminine. I am not lying. And so with this coming out, you continue to hold your space because right next to that is the received card and then admired. He will get on board with you, but don't focus on him, trying to change him, trying to show him. That will just happen. Spirit got that. You just work on you and continue
okay.
healing you. And don't get caught up in the pessimism and the worry and the anxiety about your relationship with him because it's already going to shake out how it's going to shake out. He has to evolve, but that comes in his own time. And you're kind of definitely leading the way for him. So just keep holding your ground and open yourself up to the new version that you and him will be, and forget the past. Like it doesn't matter.
Okay.
You guys are going to be something else. And I have admired here. So for you, instead of it being a stalker, I think he really, respects and admires you more than he will ever, ever, ever say. So you just keep doing what you're doing and he's going to shift. Just watch.
Okay. Thank you. I love that. I have one quickie question. I know we're running so long and I don't want to keep you guys late, but the 20th is the anniversary of my dad's death. It's the 12th year anniversary and I'm picking up a dog, a little puppy on the same day. Who's sort of been long awaiting for me and I think is very meant for me. I'm curious if you have any energy around that. Or if you see anything about that.
I feel like it's a good energy around it. Is your mom also passed? Who's the female over mm-hmm. there with your father as well? There's a female he's acknowledging.
It would have to be a grandmom.
Okay. Yeah, I feel a good
place. Unless it's my other dog.
Around it. No, it's a female energy, and I would know a dog. Yeah, I don't. It's not an energy of an animal.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's just acknowledging. He's showing up. He's there with this female. And anyway, so I feel like it's a good energy. I feel like it's really playful. I think it'll be fun. I think it'll be. I feel I want to laugh. I want to laugh for some reason.
Okay.
Just like there's a playful energy around it. I feel like it's a really good thing. I don't usually get names, and that's my goal this year is to really focus on getting names. But I want to say the name Wesley. I'm not sure what that is. So if you want to name your dog Wesley or what that is, but I'm getting the name Wesley. So, you don't have to name your dog Wesley. I'm getting the name Wesley. So for whatever reason that's popping up, there may be a synchronicity where you go to get the dog and then the owners have a dog named Wesley. I don't know, but I just want to say that. And so it's just look for that confirmation along the way. I don't know anyone by that name. So that's not like it's on the forefront of my mind. But I needed to tell you that. So
tell me, Wesley as in L-E-S, L-E-S-L-I-E?
No,
Wesley,
no.
W-E-S?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so my dad's nickname, my dad called himself Wes.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there you go.
Okay.
That's why I was like, is it Leslie? That's why I wanted to confirm. So my dad, his name was John, but he called himself Wes, and all of his fraternity brothers called him Wes. So that was it. Like, I literally yesterday was going through my cabinets and saw his old, he went to University of Pennsylvania. He's got like a mug from his fraternity and it has the name West on the back of it. And I saw it yesterday.
Oh, okay. So that's him coming through. And so, okay. That's awesome. Cause I usually don't, that's not my forte of names. I usually pick on the energy of people, but he's giving me the name Wesley So that's just your father coming through and saying he loves you. I don't know if he enjoyed candy, but he's got like a lollipop or something he's holding. So.
We're terrible sweet tooths, both of us.
Yeah, he's funny. He's like this old man and he's got a lollipop in his mouth and he's like taking it out to talk to me. I'm like, oh, okay. So, yeah.
And he is not
so,
dead.
Yes. Exactly.
He is not dead. I'm not dead. What are you talking about? I'm not dead.
Right.
Oh.
I'm right here with you. So he sees everything that's going on without a doubt. So
okay.
I feel like he also pops in the backseat of your car. I feel like he may have been a backseat driver. There's something about that, but I feel like he gets in the backseat and kind of harasses you about your driving. Yeah.
I'm sure I would drive him bananas with my driving.
Yeah. He says you do. So, So he's definitely around you. It's all good. So enjoy your new puppy. It'll be good for you. So, well, thank you so
thank
much,
you
Stephanie.
Both. Thank you. Do you
have
guys
a good
do
night.
In-person stuff or no? Or do you only do phone? Because if you're local, I was just curious.
Heather? Yeah, we haven't really done anything local, but maybe there's an opportunity there. Yeah, certainly. I know.
Okay.
Like I said, Dee and I go. Yeah, I think that'd be fantastic.
Okay.
So,
okay, because Dee, do you not have a website? Because I've tried to track you down, Dee, but I don't. And Heather, I do have yours.
Okay.
Heather does personal readings to the public. I'm not open specifically to like. We're working on that. Heather's helping me with that. So that's in the lines, but I have some personal anxieties and stuff I have to work through to really put myself all the way out there. It's a lot.
No, fair
it's
enough.
It's a journey.
I totally get it. Okay. Okay. Well, if you guys ever do that, I mean, I'm in Denver, so I don't know how close I would be, but I would love to, if you guys ever open up to in-person stuff, I'd be 100% on board. So I'll keep my eyes peeled for website info. Okay. All right. Thank
awesome.
You both so
Thanks,
much.
Stephanie.
I really appreciate it. Okay. Take
no
care.
No problem. Have a good night.
Okay.
Bye.
Take care. Bye.
All right. Wow. That was so much fun. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for being on. It was amazing. I love
just
being
kept going
in your
and going.
I know. I feel like it, but then I know spirit pulls me back a little bit, and I'm like, okay, I get it. Yeah, I could just do this like all the time. I just love this. To me, this is exactly why, like, I just lose track of time when I do this work. So it's amazing. So I guess you and I are going to have to talk and figure out, you know, the next aspect of the journey.
Oh, yes.
So,
to be on my channel, to live stream.
There you go.
You on my channel.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, whatever, whatever. Yeah, amazing.
Okay.
So, I just wanted to remind everyone how to get a hold of or how to view. You can go on Consciousness Evolution Journey on YouTube. Dee does her readings out there again. She's amazing. Like I said, I came across it. I was like, wow, what the heck? And I'm like, I know her. So I feel super excited. Like, I've got, you know, number one fan here. So I'm super excited that you came on. And if you want to get a hold of me, it's, again, heatherfilona.com, or you can check out, I also have a Facebook page as well. And I always post information about the show. So a couple things just for everyone's awareness for next year. This is the very last show of this year. So I'm so excited that I was able to have Dee on with me. And next year we are going to be going to Fridays. So that will be, we're going to be taking the next 2 weeks off. It will be, I think it's the 4th of January. So that'll be our first one on that Friday. And at that point I'm going to be, I will be bringing on a co-host as well to be more regular with me. So I'll announce that person next year as well. So I just hope everybody has an amazing, amazing Christmas, a happy new year. I just feel a lot of good things coming for people this year, honestly. I'm not just saying that. I feel like the things people are shifting. I feel like there's been a lot of lessons this year, and people are moving past those into kind of the next level of their journey. So I think it's going to be all good. So it wouldn't be right if we didn't go out with some Christmas music. So I'd like to indulge everyone with my favorite Christmas song. And everyone just have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And we'll see you again next year. Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Dee. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Heather.
So this is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year over, and a new one's just begun.